You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast, where we look ahead to Sunday's action in the Curragh. A very good card to look forward to there, including the Group 3 World Park Stakes, a very good race for the fillies. We've got the Beresford Stakes on the card as well, a good Group 2 to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Oh, very well, mate. Yeah, very well.
Good man. Looking forward to the Curragh today. It looks a good card.
Yeah, should be running glorious. Awesome sunshine as well. I think the conditions are in Ireland as they are here. Absolutely fantastic. I went racing yesterday at Chester, funny enough, yesterday, and almost got to sunburn. It was that hot. So it should be perfect conditions, no excuses. Ground ideal, big fields, and some decent bets on the card, one would dare to suggest.
What more could you ask for?
Absolutely, yeah. A better throat.
Yeah, you sound a bit throaty
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a little bit croaky, yeah. I didn't realise I'd probably done that much talking.
Yeah, it wasn't the beers in Chester then?
There was a few, yeah, to go along. All adds up, doesn't it?
It does. Right, the Curragh then. The first race this afternoon is the 1:50. We start here with the Irish Stalling Farms EBF Maiden, so over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Vocal Experience, who's 7-2 at the time of recording this. 5-1 for Up and Away. Bottle of Smoke is 11-2. Money for Cabor, who's 9-1 into 11-2. 7-1 for Hasselnot and Jenny Child, and 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of the opening this afternoon, Andy?
Yeah, quite an interesting little race for myself personally, because I've got several marked off here. Which way I'd actually go in the end is quite a difficult one for me, because there was a good performance by two horses out of a certain race the other day at Down Royal, which I'm very keen on. And there was another eye-catching run by a horse that finished down the field at Navan, but shaped a good deal better than the finishing position suggests. So we'll deal with both of those two races in isolation. First of all, the first race I'm keen on is Jenny Child and Up and Away. They finished third and fifth, respectively, in a very hot race at Down Royal the other day. Went the way of go-kart, got the previous experience, and posted a very, very fast time indeed. I think if those two horses run up to the level of that standard, that they should be taking a hand in a race of this nature. They're both particularly well-drawn as well. Don't forget the stalls are on the stand side today, as they always are at the Curragh. High numbers, very much favoured. So with experience that she gleaned, Up and Away would probably be the number one choice out of those two. And the other one to mention as well is a horse called Manifest Destiny from the Henry de Bromhead stable. He wouldn't have many horses on the flat, in particular 5 furlong sprinters. But this colt by Jeremy did not catch the eye first time out behind Morrow High Ground at Navan. Certainly wasn't knocked about by Franberry in that particular race. And I mark this horse as a horse to keep on the right side of. Whether it will be today over 5 furlongs is open to debate, but it's certainly one for the podcast to put in their trackers and to see how it runs. But as it stands today, I think that form of the Down Royal race is probably the race to concentrate on. So up and away each way from a good draw looks the vote for me in the first.
Up and away for Andy then in the first. The second race is the 2:20, and this one is an Irish Stalling Farms EBF Maiden over 7 furlongs. Just the 22 of them in the lineup, because there is a non-runner here in this big field maiden. And the market is headed by Hit It A Bomb, who's 3-1 into 2-1 this morning. 4-1 for Theodorico. Munashid is 11-2. 8-1 for Cook Islands. 10s for Benny Pare. It's 12-1 for Arch Sting and Brontide. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. The non-runner here is number 7, Flying Bullet. Doesn't look the easiest puzzle to solve this, Andy. A lot of them haven't raced. Massive field as well for a maiden. What do you make of it?
Yeah, there's not a lot I can really add to this race other than what I normally say, really. Just keep your eye on the markets, and it'll be quite a surprise if there isn't good cash for horses like Hit It A Bomb and Munashid, who obviously represent the two big powerful stables here, who are likely to take a hand. But there is one further down the line. This is not a tip, by the way, for today, but what I'm going to do with this race is just an exercise in getting the podcasters to keep an eye on a horse I think will be ready for nurseries after today. Horse called Picaveni has had two runs for Sheila Avery. Yotta doing really well this season. Og Bergman probably flying the flag for that particular stab. And she's had some nice two-year-olds as well. Horse called Seven Left has been running with a good distinction. And this gelding by Zoffany has caught the eye on both occasions, the races I've seen it run. Certainly ran a good deal better than that 11-14 suggested at Garvin last time out. Wasn't given a hard time at all by Colin Keane. And that run was off the back of a decent effort at Cork as well. Certainly won't be troubling the judge today, but in a race where I haven't got much of an opinion, I do want to put that horse forward as one to keep an eye on, particularly when, like I say, when the horse gets a handicap mark and goes into nurseries.
OK, on to the 250 next. This is race three in the card. This is the Weld Park Stakes, which is a group three for the fillies over seven furlongs. How High the Moon is the 2-1 market leader at the time of recording this. A number is 130-3-1. 7-2 for Coolmore, 9-1 for Kind of Magic, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Only four of them in single figures. Three of them are Aidan O'Brien's, and the others are Mickey Halford debut winner. So quite an interesting race, Andy. What do you make of the 250?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit perplexed this morning how High the Moon is so short in the market, given that this horse got beat fair and square here last time out by Stab Companion Kind of Magic. Was a bit of a disappointment to me as well, I must admit. I thought she was really impressive the first day when she won over this course and distance. And I marked her up as a horse that would definitely improve when she had her next run, in particular when she went up to a mile. But for one reason or another, she got outpaced when the tempo was increased round about the intersection, around about the three furlong pole. And she could never claw back the distance that she lost. Now, whether she's going to cope with a drop back down to seven is a little bit of a debate worth raising. And to be fair, she's up against a couple of horses who I think have got equal, if not better, form, and that's Anamber and Coolmore. Now, Anamber was a rare bird indeed, being a first-time out winner for Mickey Halford. He very rarely has a horse that does that. So you've certainly got to mark up that particular filly by Shamadol, typical of the side. It looked a really nice put-together filly and got the job done well. Coolmore was odds-on favourite on that occasion and was probably just a little bit unlucky not to win on that occasion as she bumped into a useful one first time up. She was definitely clawing down the advantage late on. And at the prices this morning, if you can get 4-1 for Coolmore with the two runs under its belt, it's going to be hard-pressed, I think, for that filly by Galileo to be out the frame here, particularly with Joseph O'Brien on board. So I'd certainly be reluctant to go with How High the Moon at a short price. Certainly respect Anamba, who looked a nice filly. But the prices, I do like a bit of each-way fever, and Coolmore definitely fits that category.
Coolmore each-way then, Frandy, in that race. The 3.25 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a premier handicap over five furlongs. Master Speaker is 5-1 at the head of the market. Money for Ostatnia, who's 15-2 into 11-2. At the time of recording this, 6-1 for Captain Power, Insolutum 15-2, 10s for Bubbly Bellini, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Nice competitive handicap to look forward to here, Andy. Money for Ostatnia this morning. What do you make of it?
Yeah, certainly one you could give a decent shout to, because won a fair race down in Tipperary two starts ago. Wasn't so good here the next day behind Master Speaker and Insolutum, but certainly figured prominently. And the fact that she's now dropping back down in trip and comes from a stable in good form, from a high draw, I'd certainly expect Astania to run very well, but this is a no-brainer for me, really, at the prices. I've got to go for my old boy, Insolutum. It'd be an absolute travesty if I didn't put this horse up yet again, having tipped it last time out. How this horse got kicked out when finishing second beyond George Bowen is beyond me. It's an absolute injustice of the highest order that this horse got disqualified and placed last. Finishing second fair and square, okay, obviously interfered with one or two as it made that run, but I don't think the horse deserved that. And he's just been a fairly consistent and durable horse all year, Ken Condon's Charge. When he gets the Curra, five or six furlongs, he tends to run his best races. He's definitely better over six. I think if this was six furlongs, I think I'd make him a nap of the day. The five furlongs, he's definitely, stretching him to the nth degree, because he only really gets going for the last couple of furlongs. But he has got a good draw again. He's certainly drawn where all the pace is, and there's been nothing finishing stronger than Insolutum from behind the pack. So let's hope that today he gets his just rewards for a series of fine efforts this season. It's got to be his Insolutum again, each way, at top price 15-2 with William Hill.
in Salutum. Then for Undy in the 3:25, the 3:55 is the Beresford Stakes, which is a Group 2 over a mile. The market headed this morning by True Solitaire, who's 7-4. 3-1 for Beacon Rock. Unicorn is 3-1 as well. 12-1 for Port Douglas and 12-1 for Stella Mass. 14s or bigger for the others. It's a race that Aidan O'Brien has won on numerous occasions. Andy, he's got several in the lineup here. But is True Solitaire going to be the fly in the ointment for Aidan O'Brien here?
Quite possibly. I think this is a race between True Solitaire and Unicorn myself. I'm not absolutely convinced about Beacon Rock. I thought that was a fairly weakish maiden. He was second in on debut, and even more so the second one when he actually won. And he took all the powers of persuasion from Joseph O'Brien to get him home here. So I think Ryan Moore's got plenty on his plate here. He's only rated 88 as well, Beacon Rock. I think that's about a fair. So I don't know how he's more favoured over his stable companion for me here, Unicorn, who ran a very encouraging race on debut. The fact that this also sent off 11-8 suggested that those at Ballydore thought he was quite a useful colt. And albeit he didn't manage to win on that occasion, and obviously True Solitaire was a little bit more switched on because he'd already had a run, I still thought he ran a commendable race. He improved upon that significantly by winning at Leopardstown next time out, beating a decent field in a fair time. And there's every chance today that he could exact revenge on True Solitaire. And certainly at the prices, I don't think there should be that much between them here. Like I say, I don't fancy Beacon Rock 1 iota, and the others don't look good enough. So in what looks a straight rematch on their Galway run, I'll take a punt that Unicorn exacts his revenge.
Unicorn for Andy then in the Beresford Stakes. The 4:30 is the sixth race on the card. This one is the Amateur Derby. It's a handicap over a mile and a half. And Noblin is the 7-2 favourite. 9-2 for Manny Owens. Shamar is 7-1. 9-1 for Eye of the Tiger. Three colours red. 12s into 9s. Hurricane Sky 10-1. And 16s all bigger for the others. Happen to know that it's nap time for you, Andy, in the 4:30. What are you going with?
Yeah, the ultimate irony could fall upon Connections of Noble Inn here. Of course, trained by Willie Mullins, who's got the favourite in the shape of that horse who hasn't run for quite a while on the flat. But he used to have a horse called Shamar under his wing, and got a feeling here that Keith Watson's charge could certainly roll back the ears and turn one over on his old boss, so to speak. He's just in great form, this horse. I don't know where he's found it from, because he's been a little bit disappointing, I must admit, since he's gone to New Connections, particularly over hurdles. I think that's one of the reasons they bought him. But he's in fantastic form, as I say, on the flat. He ran quite well in a ladies' amateur rider race here behind Three Colours Red when that horse was in good form. That was back in August. It was probably given a little bit too much to do on that occasion by his inexperienced rider. Then he went to Galway a week or so after and absolutely bolted up at 25-1. Got a lovely ride by Ross Coakley. And on the yielding ground, he power cleared to win very comfortably. He then went to Listowel the other day, and for me, ran his best ever race on the flat, on the figures. Certainly the time of the race suggests that anyway. Went the way of Fact or Folklore from the William McCreary stable, who was well back and got the job done well in a very, very fast time. I think that filly is very much up to pattern class at the moment. Certainly the time suggests so anyway. And Shamar swept to the front off the home turn, looking as though he's going to win. Unfortunately, he went down on the inside on the swamp. In doing so, and he basically ran the last furlong on the churned up ground around the inner, whereas the winner came late, fast and wide on the better ground. So he's a bit unlucky, to be fair, but he just shows you how informed this horse is at the moment. He's got a good pilot on today, Johnny King, who rode a winning the other day in a bumper at Navan. So everything looks set fair for Shamar to run a big race here. He's run well at the track this season. He's got good to yielding ground, which is fine. He's well drawn, and he comes off the back of the biggest speed figure that any of these in this field have produced this season. So I'll be amazed if this horse doesn't run a big race.
Nap selection there, Shamar for Andy then in the 4:30. The 5:05 is a handicap over a mile. A well-backed favourite this morning, Callin Moore, is 8-4-1. An early gamble there, halving in price, the Mickey Helford runner. Plowboy is 15-2, 9-1 for Breathe Easy, 9-1 as well for Rock Critic and Canary Row. Wexford Opera and Chenega Bay also at 9s, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. What do you make of this gamble on the Mickey Helford filly to start with, Andy?
Yeah, I think that's a good gamble. It's my selection here. I must admit, it's rather caught me out a little bit, because when I looked at this race yesterday and did a little bit more work on the race this morning, I thought, you know, it was a 6-7-1 the field race, but Mickey Helford's filly has been very much hammered, particularly in the last hour or so before we've done this podcast. She won here and bounced back to form two starts ago from left field. She was the outside of the whole party, and she managed to win quite comfortably, funny enough. They then took her to Navan the other day, and she looked as though she'd got that race in safekeeping until the late surge of the in-form Mike Bergman gunned her down in the latter stages. But that race was noticeable for the very, very fast time that that nine-runner race generated. And being a speed figure man, of course, I'm very keen on following horses that run well in those kind of races. Plus the fact that it's going back to its happy hunting ground, the Curragh, the big wide-open spaces here at the County Kildare venue very much suit this horse. And in a race where quite a few of these don't make that much of appeal, other than obviously the informed Ploughboy, maybe Shuniga Bay for some, who's a very consistent horse, I'll take the informed filly for Mickey Halford's stable, Callimore, to hopefully land the gamble in the 5/5.
The 5/35 is the final race on the card. We finish with the Loch Brown Stakes, which is a listed race over 2 miles. We've got the stays in action to finish here. El Silwana is the 4/5 favourite. 3/1 for Toe the Line. 12s into 10s for Chapter 7. Shoe Lewis is 12/1. 14s for Botany Bay and 16s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, well, Silwana is going to be a very popular choice of many here, having won quite impressively last time out at Leopardstown by a wide margin in a competitive handicap in a good time. And it's not for the first time that she's run well in a very competitive race. Of course, she won here early on in the season as well when she won a 2 mile handicap. So we know she goes well at the track and she comes in good form. The ground won't be an issue for this in-form filly trained by Dermot Well. But I quite like last year's winner here, Toe the Line. Clearly, Connections have been very patient with this mare, who hasn't quite hit the heights as she had so 12 months ago. But the signs are that she's coming back to form. She's very much an autumn filly for me as well. You look at the last two wins, they've both come in September. So when the autumn leaves are falling, is the time to catch Toe the Line, like it is with many fillies. She finished fourth in the Ebel beyond Lidgerton. That certainly got the bells ringing that this horse is definitely going to win a race sooner rather than later. And then in another fantastically competitive race, the Park Hill Stakes at Doncaster, she finished a very creditable fourth, once again behind Gretchen, and plenty of others who obviously got good form in behind that day with the likes of Hidden Gold and Arabian Comet and Cora. So the form of that race looks fairly solid. Certainly the time suggests that the last two runs have been very good. And coming back to the Cora, to the scene of when she's run her best ever races, she's finished first and second here in her two starts, I'd expect Toe the Line at the very least to give the favourite plenty to think about.
Toe the Line, the selection for Andy then in the 5/35. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, good card today at the Curragh, as it always is towards the back end. Lots of informative handicaps and maidens and notebook horses, etc., etc. Added into the mix, one or two competitive handicaps, and it's a good day. The 150, I'll start off by going with a horse out of a good speed figure race in the shape of Up and Away, who sure to improve significantly for debut. That debut run, Anne has got a good draw today, but do keep an eye on Manifest Destiny as well for the future. In the 220, absolutely no opinion whatsoever, but suggest that podcasters keep an eye on Pick of Any, number 16 in the race card, for future races. In the 250, I think the best form is the top two on the card, and Amber and Coolmore. And at the prices, I'd probably go with the latter, who should at least be in the frame. In the 325, it'd be an absolute shock to the system of many podcasts if I didn't tip in Salutem. And I certainly haven't let them down by tipping Ken Condon's Charge each way again at 15-2. In the 355, again, another race which I see two horses standing out in the shape of True Solitaire and Unicorn, and I'll take Unicorn to turn around the form. In the 4/30, my nap of the card is Shamar, a horse that's in fantastic form at the moment. No reason to suggest why he'll go anything other than well in that race. In the 5/05, difficult handicap, but I'll go with the gambling shape of Kaylee Moore. And the final race, still one is bound to be a warm order in the market, but I do think Toe the Line looks as though she's running herself into form, and she's got every chance of repeating last year's winning this race.
Superb. Thank you, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the Curragh today.
I certainly will. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.